Imam Ahmad Rida guiding souls with wisdom's grace, guiding souls with wisdom's grace. A grand mujaddid, a cherished embrace, a grand mujaddid, a cherished embrace.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program Life of the Grand Reviver And as you know inshallah in these episodes we are touching upon some blessed aspects of the life of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat Maulana Shah Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman and continuing from the last episode inshallah in this episode we're going to cover how Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma wrote his famous book Ad-Dawlatul Makkiyah bil Madatil Ghaybiyah this was an entire book written on the topic of ilmul ghayb knowledge of the unseen possessed by the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam In the previous episode, we discussed the second journey of Hajj, how it came about for Ala Hazrat Alayhi Rahma, how Allah Ta'ala helped him, how he performed his Hajj, and there he met many, many eminent erudite scholars of Islam in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And we learned that when Ala Hazrat Alayhi Rahma reached there, he found out that many people who had traveled from India and other regions to perform Hajj, and they had influential figures with them, they presented many objections on this aqeedah, to the Sharif of Makkah, this aqeedah of Ilmul Ghayb. They denied it. So the Sharif of Makkah tasked Mawlana Sheikh Kamal Rahimahullah, who was the previous Qazi of Makkah, to come up with the answers. Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma went to Sheikh Kamal and we learned how in the light of Quran, Hadith, Aqwal of Aima, Ala Hazrat proved after two-hour lecture, that it is agreed, beyond doubt, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam possesses knowledge of the unseen and Allah Ta'ala has granted him that. Now, when Allah Hazrat Ali Rahman left the residence of Sheikh Saleh Kamal, he wanted to meet Imam Ahl Sunnat. He was amazed by his knowledge. And it was the days of Hajj, there was a lot of rush and it was hard to locate where Allah Hazrat was. And this meeting was not transpiring. Then in the end, he thought to himself that Allah Hazrat will definitely be in the library of Makkah. He's known for his study, his research, and he's fond of visiting the library. So there, Sheikh Saleh went to the library of Makkah al-Mukarramah. Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma relates that it was 25th Zulhijjah. I was going towards the library of Makkah al-Mukarramah when I heard someone's footsteps behind me. When I turned around to see, it was none other than Sheikh Saleh Kamal rahimahullah ta'ala. So they both went to the library. And when they went to the library, they observed three illustrious ulama. One was the head of the library, Sheikh Ismail. The second was his brother, Sheikh Saleh. And the third one was their father, Sheikh Khalil. And there were some other ulama as well. When Sheikh Saleh Kamal reached there, he took out a letter. And that letter had five questions on it regarding the knowledge of the unseen possessed by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And of course, those questions were written by those who object and disagree with this view that the Prophet ﷺ had knowledge of the unseen. The Sharif of Makkah was given this letter. The Sharif of Makkah summoned Mawlana Sheikh Saleh Kamal and he asked him to provide the answers. Sheikh Saleh said, we desire for you to answer these questions. Meaning, O Allah Hazrat, Imam Ahl Sunnah, you answer these questions. Imam Ahl Sunnah is sitting there and he says, bring a pen to me and I will write the answer. All of them said, we don't require an answer straight away, but we want you to answer in such a way that is irrefutable, that will be a slap in the face of the opponents, that it will be such an answer that they cannot reply to. It will shut them up once and for all. Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma said, for this I need a bit of time. You want a lengthy answer that covers all aspects. Every angle is covered. We're already in the latter part of the day. So give me a bit of time and I will write this book, I promise. Sheikh Saleh said, tomorrow is Tuesday, then Wednesday. We give you 2 days, if you can please write the answer. And on Thursday, we will present your answer to the Sharif of Makkah. Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma says, I relied upon the help of Allah Azza wa Jal and his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I promised to write this book. And I said, yes, I agree. But it was the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the next day, which was Tuesday, Al-Hazrat began to suffer from severe fever. And during this state, Al-Hazrat began writing as well. You can imagine the weakness, suffering he's going through. But because he had promised, he's writing. And what is the method of writing? We still adopt it today. Normally we have a rough copy, then we have a final copy after all the edits. And this was similar to the manner in that time as well. So what happened? They would write, first of all, and that would be called Musawwada, the rough copy. And then the final copy would be written out, and that was known as Mubayyada. So Al-Azhar Rahma is writing Musawwada, and his son Mawlana Hamid Raza Khan is defining and writing the Mubayyada, the final copy. And this news spreads throughout Makkah that Al-Hazrat Mawlana Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahma is writing the answer to these objections against the knowledge of the unseen possessed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning before it's even published, before it's even fully composed, people are aware, they're excited as well, alhamdulillah. Some of the scholars wanted to meet Al-Hazrat in these 2 days wherein he was tasked to write the answer. And one particular waqia took place during the composition of Ad-Dawlatul Makkiyah. Al-Hazrat had written a part of the book, and many dalail were covered that Allah Ta'ala had granted the Prophet alayhi salam kathir, abundant knowledge of the unseen. And now he was about to write the objections that people had come up with against the knowledge of the unseen. It was the second day, meaning the Wednesday, and the Peygham, the message of a great scholar of the time, Sheikh Abul Khair Mirdad, this message arrived, and he said, I'm ma'zoor. He was in his 70s. He said, I can't come to you. Please come to my residence. And I want to hear your entire risala. Al-Hazrat says, I had written some of it. So I took what I had written to the house of the Honorable Shaykh, and I had yet to write the answer to the objections of Ilm al-Ghayb. So I went to the court of Shaykh al-Khutaba, Shaykh Mirdad, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Al-Hazrat says, whatever I had written, I read it out to the Shaykh. The Shaykh listened to the risala and he said, if you include the mas'ala of Ulum Khamsa, that would be better. Ulum Khamsa are those five types of knowledge which in the Quran, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ, that Allah has knowledge of the five. Meaning, when the Day of Judgment will take place, when rain will occur, what will be born from a mother's womb, who will die where, what will someone do tomorrow. Allah has knowledge of this. But it is the way of the Ahlul Tasawwuf, and this is their creed, that the Prophet alayhi salam also has knowledge of Ulum Khamsa, these five special types of knowledge. And many ulama of the apparent, meaning the zahir ulama, they also have this aqidah as well. So Sheikh Abul Khair Mirdad rahmatullahi ali wanted Allah to write a convincing, comprehensive answer regarding this as well, because some people believed that the Prophet alayhi salam didn't have knowledge of these five types of knowledge. Allah agreed. He said, that's fine, I will cover Ulum Khamsa as well, and I will include this as well upon your request. Now Sheikh al-Khutaba Mawlana Abul Khair Mirdad, he was a great scholar in his own right. He was beyond 70 years of age. And when he heard the risala, when Al-Hazrat agreed to include this knowledge of Ulum Khamsa, what did he say to Al-Hazrat? He said, أُقَبِّلُ قَدَمَاكَ وَنَعَلَيْكَ. Who is saying this? A senior scholar at the time. Allahu Akbar. He says, I would like to kiss your feet and your sandals. But obviously he is ma'zoor, he cannot get up. And all the while, Allah Hazrat is leaning down with his hands on the thighs of the great Imam, Sheikh Abul Khair Mirdad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. But he is saying that, I would like to kiss your feet and I would like to kiss your na'alain. Meaning this is the qadr of Allah Hazrat in the eyes of the ulama of that time. This is how much they revered and respected him. Why? Because of his knowledge and because of his ability that was granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to refute and silence the doubters, silence the deviants and those with corrupt beliefs as well. Al-Hazrat Ali Rahma says that it is the generosity of my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon me that such akabir ulama respect me so much. Allah ta'ala has placed that my love has been placed in their hearts. Respect for me has been placed in their hearts. Meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been very generous to me, Al-Hazrat says. Now, Al-Hazrat had promised 2 days. One day has passed, meaning Tuesday has passed, and on Wednesday, after performing Fajr prayer, on the way back from Haram Sharif, many scholars from Maghrib, that region, were there as well in Makkah al-Mukarramah, and in particular from a place called Fas. Nowadays they refer to it as Fez, but in Arabic they say Fas. you know, great scholars of that time. In the past, they've had great scholars from that region, and even today, there are many great scholars from that region as well. And one eminent scholar from those, from the Moroccan Maghribi scholars, who wrote more than 100 books, and at that time, at the time of this event, had written more than 40 books. He was Sheikh Allama Abdul Hayy Al-Qattani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. He met Ala Hazrat Ali Rahmatul Rahman. He was a great muhaddith of the time, Sheikh Abdul Hayy Al-Qattani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. And he was from the Sadat as well, the honorable offspring of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sayyid Abdul Hayy. He came to Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat Mawlana Shah Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahma. And before we mention this waqia, it should be known that he already had heard of the name of Ala Hazrat, because Ala Hazrat became very renowned on his second journey to Hajj because of his accomplishments as well, alhamdulillah. And in one of his books, in one of Sheikh Abdul Hayy Al-Qattani's books, Al-Ifadat Wal-Inshadat, he has mentioned that I had heard about the renown of this great Sheikh Ahmad Raza in Makkah Al-Mukarramah, that he is writing upon the topic of Ilmul Ghaib. And when he heard the taqareer, the speech of Ala Hazrat, he became very impressed, alhamdulillah, when he saw that pure knowledge possessed by Ala Hazrat Ali Rahman. And he writes about this, he writes about the meeting in this book of his. And he also writes about a meeting in which there were many devotees of Ala Hazrat and many foes of Ala Hazrat as well, opponents of Ala Hazrat. And one question was raised regarding the mas'ala of Ilmul Ghaib, and the jawab was given by Allama Abdul Hayy Qattani Rahmatullahi Alayh, mentions this in one of his books. So Allama Abdul Hayy Qattani Rahmatullahi Alayh came on the Wednesday. Ala Hazrat is still writing, and this was the final day because this book was to be presented to the Sharif of Makkah on Thursday. So Imam Ahl Sunnah, he would respect Sadat immensely. Someone who was a Sayyid, if Ala Hazrat found out, he would go to all, you know, great length to respect that person. And Allama Abdul Hayy Qattani Rahmatullahi Alayh was a Sayyid as well. But Ala Hazrat had to, with full adab, do mazirat and say, Huzur, that this is my final day, I have to compose the book, and I'm very busy. I would like to spend a lot of time with you, but because of this masurufiyat, because of this engagement, I won't be able to. And when I complete this book, when this task is done, then we will meet, inshallah. We will meet for a lengthy period. So why did Allama Abdul Hayy Qattani come at that particular moment? To gain ijazah of hadith from Ala Hazrat. Ala Hazrat's ijazat that he obtained from his teachers. The asanid, the ijazat that Ala Hazrat had acquired from his noble teachers. Ala Hazrat said, unfortunately, right now is not the best time. But Allama Abdul Hayy Qattani said, no, today we have to meet. Today I insist we meet. This is because I am leaving for Madinatul Munawwara today. Allama Abdul Hayy Qattani said, I'm leaving for Madina Sharif. And when am I going to meet you afterwards? And people were gathered there as well. I'm to leave after Dhuhr prayer. So Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma said, that's fine then. Allama Abdul Hayy Al-Qattani came inside and they sat, they began to speak, and they spoke all the way till Dhuhr prayer. All the way till Dhuhr prayer they spoke. And he was so impressed by Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma that afterwards, in so many of his books, Allama Abdul Hayy Qattani Rahmatullahi Ali references Ala Hazrat, mentions Ala Hazrat in a good light. In one book, Fahrisul Faharis Wal Isbat, he mentions many beautiful titles for Ala Hazrat Ali Rahmatul Rahman. And he wrote a Risala Al Ahadithul Qadiyah, in which he proved that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prophesied and informed that there will come a time when there will be a train from Makkah going all the way to Madinatul Munawwara. Sheikh Abdul Hayy Qattani Rahmatullahi Alayhi proved this in Ahadithul Qadiyah. So he proved this in this Risala. And he also mentioned Ala Hazrat. In so many other books of his, he mentioned Ala Hazrat as well. Even though they only met once in their entire lifetime, they only met that one short moment, short meeting that they had upon the insistence of the great Sayyid. And he was so impressed that he wrote about Ala Hazrat in many of his books. So he met Ala Hazrat until Dhuhr, and Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma gave him ijazat in hadith. And Ala Hazrat also mentioned Sheikh Abdul Hayy Qattani in his book Al-Ijazatul Matina, that he arrived and I gave him ijazah in hadith. So now a portion of the day has gone. This meeting has taken place, and in the remaining time, Ala Hazrat began to write again. And he says that after Isha, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the help of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I had completed the book on the topic of Ilmul Ghaib. And I named it Ad-Dawlatul Makkiyah Bil Madatil Ghaibiyah. a groundbreaking work on this topic, subhanAllah, which was to be presented in the court of the Sharif of Makkah the next day. SubhanAllah, you heard that during this time, Allah Hazrat was suffering from fever as well. What happens when we become ill, we suffer a fever, a cold, we leave everything. People call us, they don't want to know. Let me rest up. You caught me at a bad time. But Allah Hazrat was a person who knew about responsibilities, who would fulfill his responsibilities. If he had given his word for something, he would fulfill that, no matter what. And he wrote this book in the state of severe fever. And it's mentioned in the books that Allah Hazrat wrote this in 2 days, periodically over 2 days, not a full 2 days. And it was a great work of Allah Hazrat Ali Rahmah, and Allah Ta'ala had chosen him for this task as well. So when he wrote this book, he presented it to the Mufti of the Hanafi, Sheikh Saleh Kamal. Sheikh Saleh Kamal read this one day, took him 1 day to read it. And then he took it to the Sharif of Makkah al-Mukarramah. The Isha prayer was offered in its initial time. And then from there until half the night had passed, the governor of Makkah, Ali Pasha, was his darbar, his court, and ulama were present. And in that time, Sheikh Saleh Kamal gave that book to the governor of Makkah al-Mukarramah and said, this person, meaning Imam Ahl Sunnah, has revealed that knowledge, has made that knowledge zahir, whose radiance is blooming, subhanAllah. And our dreams could not possess the amount of knowledge that has been found in here. Allahu Akbar. So the Sharif of Makkah, the governor, said, read it. Sheikh Saleh Kamal began to read it. And some people were there who did not accept this creed of Ilmul Ghaib, meaning they did not assert this knowledge of the unseen for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what they would do is they would keep interrupting at stages, intervals. And Sheikh Saleh Kamal is reading, they would stop him and say, oh, we have this objection. Inshallah, Sheikh Saleh Kamal would answer. Then he would continue reading it. They would again raise an objection. Eventually, Sheikh Saleh Kamal said to the governor of Makkah, please tell them they can make the objections right at the end. Let me just read the book. Then at the end, if they have objections, then fine. Allah Hazrat Ali Rahmah is also present as well. And Sheikh Saleh says, the author is present, he will answer at the end. Don't worry about this. The governor told them to be quiet and to listen to the entire book. When the entire book was recited, read before the governor of Makkah, he had no choice. He said the words, Allahu yu'ti wa ha'ula'i yamna'un. Allah has granted knowledge of the unseen to the Prophet alayhi salam, whereas these people are denying this. They are rejecting this and refusing this viewpoint. Allahu Akbar Kabira. The truth has become unveiled. The truth has been made clear now, subhanAllah. And Dalail were mentioned. Dalail upon, you know, Allah Hazrat, his andaz, Dalail upon Dalail upon Dalail, where the refuters, the objectors, they have no ammunition. They run out of ideas. They don't know what to say. They're gobsmacked. They can't answer. Allahu Akbar. Nobody had answers to what Allah Hazrat Ali Rahmah wrote. And when half the night had passed, the majlis was concluded. The Sharif of Makkah said, whatever has been read, make a note of it. And subhanAllah, up until the time of Allah Hazrat, this book remained in the library of Makkah al-Mukarramah with the Sharif of Makkah. And even today, you can find this book of Allah Hazrat Ali Rahmah in the library of Makkah al-Mukarramah. This groundbreaking work on the Ilmul Ghaib of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when this book was being read, when it became renowned, famous, many, many ulama were present there, and they saw the work, the level of the work, the caliber, the amount of sciences that were covered in the work. They said, we want a copy as well. So they made copies of the book for themselves as well, subhanAllah. And this only increased the renown of Allah Hazrat Ali Rahmatul Rahman. So many waqia took place on the back of this as well. So many people invited Allah Hazrat. Invitations were given. Feasts were arranged. And one particular da'wat invitation, Allah Hazrat recalls, and he says, I was with Sheikh Abdul Qadir Kurdi, who was the student of Sheikh Saleh Kamal. And he used to have a house next to Haram Sharif. And he said to me, what food do you like? Allah said, whatever you can make, it's fine. He wasn't very picky. But then Sheikh Abdul Qadir Kurdi, rahimahullah ta'ala, insisted and said, no, please tell me. We want to make a special dish for you. Allah said, Ali Rahma said, if that's the case, then al-hulubul barid. Make something which is sweet and it's cold at the same time as well. So when Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma arrived, many, many different types of food were prepared, arrangements were made, and this particular dish as well, Ala Hazrat Ali Rahmah himself describes, and he says there was something that was prepared which was the epitome of what I described, Al-Huluw al-Barid. Totally meets that description. Meaning I ate that thing and I thought, Subhanallah, it's sweet and it's cold at the same time. I asked them, what is this dish that you've made for me? And they said, this is Ridha al-Walidain. And I said, what does that mean, Ridha al-Walidain, the pleasure of the parents? And the Shaykh replied that it's famous in these lands that whenever your parents become upset with you, you make this dish, you feed it to them, they're no longer displeased with you. Allahu Akbar. Ridha al-Walidain. So this thing was presented to Ala Hazrat alayhi rahmatu rahman. Ala Hazrat stayed in Makkah al-Mukarramah for 3 months. He met many, many ulama of the time. And during this time, many of the days, Ala Hazrat was ill. He used to suffer from severe fever, as we've heard as well. And Ala Hazrat says, I treated this fever with Zamzam Sharif, with the blessed water of Zamzam. He himself says that I drank so much Zamzam that I even made an account, an estimated account of how much I must have drank, and it totaled 4 man, meaning a large amount, an abundant amount of water was drunk by Ala Hazrat. So Ala Hazrat would drink a lot of Zamzam water whilst in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And this is based on the hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the difference between us and the munafiqun is that we drink Zamzam to a stomach's full and they only drink it a little. So whenever you get the chance to go to Haramain Sharifain, Makkah al-Mukarramah, Madinatul Munawwara, drink Zamzam water profusely, abundantly. This is the sign of a true believer, as mentioned in a hadith, and it differentiates between us and the munafiqun. So Allah said, alayhi rahmatu rahman, he says, whether it was morning or evening, whether I was healthy, not suffering from illness, or whether I was ill, whether the water was fresh or, you know, kept there from a few days, I would always drink Zamzam water. He says, even when I would wake up in the middle of the night, after gargling my mouth, after rinsing my mouth, I would drink Zamzam water as well. And due to the barakah of this, Allah Ta'ala would grant me shifa, subhanallah. Allah also says that my younger brother, Mawlana Muhammad Raza Khan, a buzurg, an honorable person, met him in Haram Sharif. And he said, I have not seen your brother for many days, meaning Ala Hazrat, where is he? So the younger brother of Ala Hazrat informed that person that his health is not too good, and this is why he's at home. He's staying in the top floor of the home and he's not coming down. So this buzurg, who asked about the health of Ala Hazrat, inquired about the health, he took Zamzam water, performed dam upon it, read some kalimat, of course, and blew upon it, and said, give this to your brother. And if he is not getting cure after drinking this, then I'll be at this very same place tomorrow at 10. That water was taken to Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, and he drank it. And Ala Hazrat says, I don't know where that illness disappeared to. Allah Ta'ala gave me shifa, subhanAllah. When Ala Hazrat was cured, an incident occurred that there was a hammam, a public bath there. Ala Hazrat says, I performed ghusl there, I came out, and I saw that the sky was cloudy. And at the same time, when I reached Haram Park, Haram Sharif, I remember, recalled a hadith. There was light rain, began to fall. And I recalled a hadith that whoever performs tawaf whilst it's raining, he's drowning in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he's just recovered from his illness, it's raining again, but he remembers this hadith. So what does he do? Ala Hazrat says, I went to Hajar al-Aswad straight away, the black stone, I kissed it, and I began my tawaf. And Ala Hazrat says, because of the rainfall, I suffered severe fever again. And the ulama who were present, they said, and they had immense affection for Ala Hazrat Ali Rahmat, they said, what are you doing? Because of a weak hadith, a da'if hadith, you are putting yourself in danger. Ala Hazrat Ali Rahmat says, I know this hadith is da'if, but I have full trust, reliance in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he won't deprive me. Meaning I have full yaqeen that I will gain the benefits mentioned in this hadith. I will gain reward as well. And he says, during that tawaf, the joy that I felt in my heart, subhanallah, the spirituality that I felt, and he says, every single turn, every single round of the tawaf, I was easily able to kiss Hajar al-Aswad. Because there were less people there because of the rain. And he goes, I was honored each time to kiss Hajar al-Aswad as well. So this was a brief account of Ala Hazrat's stay in Makkah al-Mukarramah. We just covered a few accounts, otherwise there are so many accounts mentioned in the books as well. And inshallah, the next part of the journey towards Al-Madinatul Munawwara, what will take place there, what happened, the grace of Allah, the mercy of the Prophet ﷺ, again, helped Allah Hazrat. We will find that out in the coming episode, inshallah. Until then, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the faizan of Allah Hazrat and keep all of our offspring steadfast on Sunni Aqeedah. Ameen bijahi khatam in Nabiyeen, alayhi salatu wa taslim.
Guiding souls with wisdom's grace, guiding souls with wisdom's grace. A grand mujaddid, a cherished embrace, a grand mujaddid, a cherished embrace.